You are listening to Menstrual Health Made Easy, your pathway to period power. In previous episodes, I flipped the switch from why don't we talk about periods to how do we talk about periods. The way you and I are going to talk about them is primarily in terms of overall health and how the changing levels of hormones each and every day as part of menstrual health impact your entire physiology. And in actual fact, you will realise that it's simple biological common sense to do this. It's all about you, so therefore it has to be relevant and meaningful to you. Each and every menstrual cycle is different for the individual. And when we compare ourselves to another individual, it's incredibly different. The variability is huge. I discovered menstrual mapping way too late in my lifetime during perimenopause, but what I learned and began to understand about my hormone health as a result changed my life and is actually now one of the drivers behind this series and all the work I do. How's your menstrual map going? Which method have you chosen? Did you go for simple, writing it down, journaling, or digital? I know it probably feels a bit abstract right now, but keep writing and recording and all will be revealed very soon. What you need to be doing is annotating more your mood for each day or an overall feeling of your score for the day. It could be a symbol, emoji, or a number. The aim of the daily score is to get a deeper sense of you and how you feel on the inside and the outside. How was your day today on a scale of 1 to 5? How many marks out of 5 would you give your food and movement choices today? And of course, then what day in your cycle are you, or the week in your cycle? To start with, you may not know, so give an approximate indication and gradually you'll be able to join the dots. Now, I have to give you a warning here. This is not about weight management, what you're recording here when I mention food and movement. Okay, some of you may want to adjust how you record the way you track if this could be a trigger for you, because really what we're looking at are the benefits of doing this will enable you to spot big patterns. And just like in a mosaic, when you look really closely, you can see small patterns too. All of this will help contribute towards understanding the language of menstrual health. As a generalized example of what you are listening for is, for example, one weekend you may have some takeaway food and feel fine. You might have had a couple of glasses of wine, done a bit of partying. The next weekend you do exactly the same thing, but end up feeling completely meh. Where are you in your cycle on each of those weekends? One fitness session, you could be breaking records, the next you're not. Where are you in your cycle? I'll be telling you more about the role of each hormone in the series, which will help you build your menstrual health vocabulary and understand this language more. How are you talking about periods since you started listening to these episodes? Have you tried out menstruator and co-menstruator since I mentioned it? By the way, I did not invent that idea. You need to look up a great TED talk by Cordelia Rhodes-Arnold called Unfuck Menstruation. The link is in the lesson notes. I absolutely loved the idea of how we can enable a confident conversation around menstrual health by including everyone in the conversation around periods, those that have them and those that don't.